Bottom of Hey Omed Aleph. Achotoni imo nisua la achiv miabi. Okay, the case of the Mishnah has achoto who patos the tzora. Okay, that's obviously referring to a sister who's not from the same father. It's his sister from his mother. She is now married to a completely unrelated brother from a father. No reason why they have to be related. Okay, that's a simple case. What about achot imo? How does that happen? Achot imo should be muteret to the brother. What's the case? The case is gever ubre, a father and a son. Nazvin tarte achlan. They marry two sisters, father and the son. Now the eshet ha'av, the father's wife, has a son. And now the one who is married to the other sister, the other son, dies without children. So now the one that falls to him is basically the case of the achot imo. Right? This son now, who's his brother, is also going to be now finding his mother, because his father had married the other one, the sister. So now it's his mother's sister who's falling to him for yibum. So over there she's plural, menachalitza, menayibum. No problem. Okay, so that's the case of achot, of the achot ishto, achot imo, right? No, that was the case of achot imo. Okay. Next case, achot ishto. Okay, over there you have two brothers, Trinachi, who are married to two sisters. One of them dies without children, falls for yibum. Fine, it's very simple. Eshet achiv me'imo. How do we know that an eshet achiv me'imo is not herself chayav in yibum? Maybe she should be chayav in yibum. So as a brother. She's a brother. No. Nemarkan achava. The concept of fraternity, which is kieshvu achim yachda. It says exactly that. It defines that concept of fraternity in Bereshis. Nemar la'alan, shneim asara badecha achim anachnu, b'nei av echad. They're all brothers from the same father. So just like ma'achim shneimar la'alan, just like by Yosef, who was talking to his brothers, they're all achim mina ava katuv medaber. Ach achim shenemar kan b'achim mina ava katuv medaber. So gzereshav. Omer of Yonatan. There's another gzereshav. It says here yeshiva ki yeshvu achim echdav, and it says by the dinim of Yerusha Eretz Yisrael v'yashavta v'rishta v'yashavta ba. So my yeshiva shnemar la'alan yeshiva shyesh ima yerusha. So what is the meaning of yeshiva there? A yeshiva that leads to yerusha. Now here too it's got to be referring to a yeshiva that leads to yerusha. But yeshu achim yachdav from the same mother, they don't inherit each other. So it can't refer to that type of yeshiva. This is very nogea megillas rus. The whole concept of the purchase, who is in line to inherit the field, defines the nature of the relationship to the Yibam. Exactly. Here is where the Torah puts together the idea of Yerushat Ha'aretz together with the Chiyuv of Yibam. Unbelievable. If you find in the Megillah, this whole first part of the Megillah, if the Gemara says, is there in order to teach the onus of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Well, why throw that in the middle of the sugya? It's not the middle of the sugya. That's the sugya of Kiyesh Rachim Yachdav. Is that Yerusha Shesh Yeshiva, half of a fellow? Rabbi Avon Bar Bisna, Shem Rabbi Yonatan, from Beit Guvrin, he says you don't need any Gzera Shava. Read it from the Pasuk. You know, forget about the Gzera Shava. Yeshvu, okay? Ki Yeshvu. What does Yeshvu mean? It means they grew up together. Who do children grow up with? It's yeshivatam b'bayit echad. Yatzu achim min ha'em. Shezeh holech lebeit aviv. Shezeh holech lebeit aviv. Normally, a family, the child, will follow the father of the family. So if he had a different mother from another father, so then that, to him, the father's home. That's the home, right? Here they're not being yoshvu yachad. because each one of them has a different family. He feels part of that family, and he feels part of that family. So Mamela, it's all very nice, and yeah, but it's a stepfather. But his stepfather's not a real father, and I don't feel that way. So Mamela, he's not going to be in the same house. That's the point. It's not, when the Torah says Yeshua, it means the norm of family living. It's not family living. It's not family living to live with a father, with a stepfather. Family living to live with your father.
Not the mother, the mother is living.
He'll go with the mother, exactly. But at the point that he's already now at the level of being a brother, that's Shaykh to Yibam. He's interested in being with his family. He asked him, where's your family? That's my family. That's what a body, by the way, literally not on the same roof. This is my family. Right? So we call, you know, Beit Akuna or Beit Amen, whatever it is. You know, Beit Wolfson. This is my family. That's what last name is he going to be using? That's the Bible. He's going to be using the other guy's last name. Yachta, Pratla Eshet Achiv, Shalaya Baalama. The next Russia is the basis of why the Mishnah says that if the brother didn't live in the world simultaneously with the deceased brother, so then there's no Chiyav of Yiba. Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya Omer, that Rabbi Bon Bar Mamal asked about the fact that the islanders and the Eshet Achiv Shalaya Baalama, both of them basically are included in this parsha, meaning excluded by the parsha, right? Because one is nismayit from the din of Yachta, the other is nismayit from the din of Abachor Asher Teleid, the islanders can't have a Leida. Now, therefore, I really do not understand the inconsistency. Everybody's ready to agree that an Eshet Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olamo does not fall to Yibam. And if she's married to the second brother, so now she's, and he's the third brother, born later, he's not going to be ever miyabim her. For she is an Eshes Achshavah of Olamo, right? But when it comes to the islandess, we're saying, no, but the islandess somehow or other creates an Isra of Tzara. Why is that? Why is Eshet Achiv Shalaya Baalama not created Tzara? Because does create a Tzara, Tzara Dara Tzara. And the islandess does not create the Tzara. If you hold, I mean, unless you hold like that, Man the Yomid is a Tzara, islandess is a Tzara. But if you don't hold of it, it's exactly the same thing. Here's a woman who didn't fall to Yibam, was married together with another woman. Asa Zer Tzara. Here's a woman, an islandess, who didn't fall to Yibam. Asur Tzara. It's exactly the same issue. The islandess is now Asura because she's an Eshes Ach. Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. So the Tzara is also. The Eshes Achiv Shalaya Baalama is also because she's an Eshes Ach. Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. So the Tzara is also. It's in the same process, literally. Yeshua Achim Yachdal. Abachor Asher Teleid. I understand. How does one person, part of the pasuk take you out of the whole parsha of Yibam? And the other one leaves you in the parsha of Yibam to partially. Why is that? Omar Lay said, because you're missing a piece of information. Island is actually the Ashes Achim Shalahaya Ba'olamo is Muteris to the other brothers, right? So she's included in the parsha of you. She's only Asura to you. To the one, to the you, meaning the brother was born afterwards, okay? So therefore she potters a Tzara because she is included in it. You can't read the pasuk and say that the fact that it says Yaakov means she's not included in the parsha of Yibam. That's ridiculous. There's five other brothers and she's included in the parsha of Yibam. So she's included in the parsha of Yibam for them. So then she potters the Tzara because she's considered to be an Eshes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. No. But that's not the case of the islandess. The islandess has no heter of Yibam to any of the brothers. So she's not included b'chlal in the parsha of Yibam. In which case, why should she create an Isur Tzara? An Isur Tzara is only in a case where you're an Isur Tzara b'makom Yibam. But Shelo b'makom Mitzvah, we said a million times. There's no Isur Tzara, Shelo b'makom Yibam.
So we don't adjust for the unusual case where there's one brother and then the other brother.
What's the difference?
But
the
no other brothers
at all. But it's the theory that's the point. It's obviously not an exclusion from the parsha of Yibam. So Omar Le Islandis, Islandis mitam acher hotzeita, asher teled yatzdas v'sheini yoledes. So what do you want? Lo dayach hasheini mityamizan enough that she's not chayevus in Yibam. You wanted to pot to the tzara. Why should I ask for the tzara? But eishes darkin shelo haya ba'olamo is a true erva. Because she is Chayachtiv, and the other brothers are going to get her. And Ervas, but they're a Sarasa. That's the point. Understand what you're having me in the book. Asiyama, Narabasi, he disagrees with that. He says, no, actually, at Saras Islands is Asura. And of course, we had him in the Bavli as well. Saras Islands is Asura by definition. Because since the islands is Turma Yibu, she becomes an Eshesach Shlava Makamitzah. An Eshesach Shlava Makamitzah is the exact equivalent of Eshesach Shlava Makamitzah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, the Mishnah is not like him. Matnita pliga alasi. I mean, forget about Rabbasi's chat. The Mishnah says kulam imesu omiyano oniskarshu oshenim to islandis tzoratayim mutarot. So how could the tzoras be mutarot? It's like, according to Rabbasi, even if she wouldn't be a tzoras erba, the tzoras would be asarot. The Mishnah is saying, well, even though she's an Erevah, it's no problem, because it's an island. It's just the opposite. The islands would have made things more awesome, not less awesome. So, obviously, it does not hold of him. It says, Rabban Barchia, Rishem Rabbi Bo Bar Mamal, not necessarily. Mad Amar Asik Rabbi Meir. Rabasi holds that island is the Tzoras, Potom, and Ayibu. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita is Rabbi Meir Amar. The rule is, the woman says, if you can't have me, you can't have my co-wife either. If you're not going to be miyabim me, you're not going to be miyabim her. So therefore, according to him, we know already how to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah, that's the question. Nimtzu, if it says Nimtzu, it's only because of Mekachtos. Mekachtos, Batos. If you read Hoyu, so then Enoch Nami. Hoyu means that she's not included in the Parsha of Yibum, and therefore doesn't answer it. So, two different approaches. Kalato. Then getting on to the last case of the Mishnah was the case of Kalato. Om Reb Yossi Zotomeret. See from here, sure, a daughter-in-law. See from here that a man is allowed to marry the wife, Eshet ben Achiv. Because, I mean, there can't be an Isra over here of, like this, you would say, you know what, maybe a person shouldn't marry, if he's a brother, he shouldn't marry his brother's sons who die, his ex-wife. Because if he does, he's going to make Yibam impossible.
Or he to die.
Yeah, or he to die. So you see from here, I mean, it's kind of so, the bitch doesn't make it like it's just some kind of Isra involved. No, I thought it's a normal case. The guy married his son's ex-wife. No, what's so bad about that? So apparently, you don't have to think of these things. You have to make yourself crazy. Then what happens if I die? And then they won't be able to. And what's going to happen? There's not going to be mitzvah yibum. Don't I want to make sure that my wife can be mitzvah b'emet? That's not. You think it's really chayim? People take on insurance policies. The best insurance policy is to be married to a woman that your brother's going to have to take care of. What better insurance policy than that? So, I mean, l'chayra, yeah, so l'chayra, you should take into consideration your wife's status for Yibam. I mean, in those days when they did Yibam, your wife's status for Yibam is fantastic insurance. You're going to go marry a woman that can't fall to Yibam, so who's going to take care of her now? And that means no name for you, no care for her. I mean, it takes into consideration a lot of things that your insurance doesn't. Your insurance doesn't give you kids from another guy. We should have insurance like that. Yibam insurance.
A lot of insurance sales.
Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Ketzad Eshet Achiv Shelo Yo Ba'olamo. Shnei Achim Umeit Echad Mi Amanolad Lem Ach. Ve'achar Kach Yibim Ha'Sheni Et Eshet Achiv Umeit. Rishona Yotza Mishum Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Vashniya Mishum Tzarata. Asaba Ma'amar Umeit. Shniya Choletzet. Velo Mityabemet. So the case over here is that Neilad before the Yibim. Neilad Ve'achar Kach Yibim. It says the Gemara. Though we've done this in the first parak also. Yachtov is Prat Leshet Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo, and therefore, that's the Makar of it. The Lo Kain, wait a minute. If it wouldn't be for the Pesach of Yachtov, Ma'ananam, what would you have said? That, what? mate below banim, te ishto asur linase. You're going to say, guy dies, we should never be matir his wife to anybody, because after all, maybe his father will go and have a son. Is that what you think? And then, yolid avben, but te ishto zikuk leyivam. Do you believe that the Torah said that in a case where a man dies, and with no brothers, that as long as his father is alive, his wife can never get married? And if that's the case, so it would have nothing to do with his father, his mother. As long as his father was still anywhere capable of having children, so then there should be an isra on his wife to get married. So why didn't the Torah say, Ubein va'av ein lo? Not Ubein ein lo. Ubein va'av ein lo. So since, I mean, it says Ubein ein lo, lo te'esha te'esha chutza. Mashma, but as long as Ben ein lo, if there's no akta that says the chutza, you don't have to worry about it, right? But if this is the case, even the existence of the av would answer the woman from getting married. Even if there's no av. So what do you need yachta for? The Torah is clearly saying that's not the case by ignoring the family question. They're saying that's not the case. Elakenan kayamim. The case has got to be that the guy died leaving his mother or his father's imiach dishto meuberet. Father inachinami is not the issue, but there's a pregnant woman from the father. Shelo tomar ilu mate v'niach dishtomu uberet. So I would say, okay, if his wife is pregnant, it's a shame ena tzricha la'amtin leidai ben kayama or meina ben kayama. So I would say, look, you never know. We may end up over here with a child that requires to do yibum, and then you're going to have to hang around. We can't simply say because there's no child right now, therefore you can go get married. I mean, in the same way, if a guy now, his mother now is pregnant, in the same way, aren't you going to say if the guy himself would have a child, would you not say would have leave his wife pregnant? Would you not say we have to wait and see? I mean, you're going to say she's pregnant, so let her go get married. How do you know she's going to deliver a ben kayama? So fine, we have no problem waiting around. You know, let's wait and see. Okay. What's the difference? What's the difference? Ben doesn't. He has a ben kayama. It doesn't have to be ben.
Oh, his child.
Yeah, no, his own.
Father.
Yeah, not the father. His own child. Would you not say he would have to wait? Would you not say he has to wait? He would say he has to wait. So over here, so if his mother is pregnant, so he should have to wait. Or not his mother, but I'm saying the woman is pregnant from his father. So she should wait until you know. Therefore, from Ken, Tzirich HaTalomar, Tzirich Meinar, Yachtov. That's why you need the Yachtov, Prat, Leshetak, Yishloya, Bo'olamo. So now we understand that he wouldn't be mezakeh or leyivam anyway, and therefore there's no problem. Now the pasuk says yevamo yavo alamot. We're already talking about yachtov. Let's read the rest of the pasuk. Yevamo yavo aleha. Yavo aleha refers to the act of bia. So in other words, once it's that there's that bia, she now becomes his wife. Look, achala leisha, right? Lekacha would mean any lekuchi. Because, I mean, why don't you just say, Yevamo yavo aleha leisha? Lekacha refers to another lekuchi. That would be ma'amar. That means regular kedushin, right? So now, Yochol should say, Yochol kishem shahabiya gomeret bakach ma'amar yagomerba. You might think if that's the case, the Torah is being meramis to you, that there's a kinyan of kiddushin, and that is the same as the kinyan of bia itself. and therefore it's nasis ki ishto l'chol dover, now and give her a get, or, and he could take her back, and you don't need chalitza, and so on. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, after all this, v'yibma, urat kol ha-parsha kula l'yibam. Bottom line is, we're connecting the entire parsha now to, back to Yibam. It's now interwoven with Yibam. You haven't gotten out of the Yibam yet until it's over. So in Cain you'll say, then what's the point? So what's the point of the Ma'amar if it doesn't really do anything to create the relationship of Yibam? The point of the Ma'amar is, as every Kedushin asks a woman on all other people, even though it's not matter for you, so too, the Ma'amar asers her on the Achim that until now were Mutarim in her. None of the Achim, except the one who does Ma'amar, is now Mutar. So the guy who did Ma'amar, he asers the other brothers from being the Yavi. So the Ma'amar is Kena, not a Kinyan Gomor, but it's Kena, a Kinyan B'miktzat, which we see in the Pasuk, that it's Kena Likuchim, L'kachal Isha. Rabbi Shimon says, look, Ma'amar Okona Olokona. The question over here is how to understand the pasuk. Matam de Rabbi Shimon. Yevamo yavo alea is bia. Lekachalo isha is ma'amar. If that's the case, then kishem shabia gomer bakach ma'amar gomer ba. That's one way of looking at the pasuk, in which case the pasuk would be saying ma'amar is a king in the arise, a king in gomer. Or we could learn it, Yivamaya Voalea Ulikachaz what Vaharehi Lekuchalo. In other words, Vilakha is going back on the beginning of the Pasuk. In other words, what does it take to Vilakhalo Leisha to make her a complete wife? Bia. And there's no such thing as Mama. There's no Mama at all. In which case the Pasuk is not even talking about Mama. So either there is Mama or there's no Mama. The most you could say is that we have a suffix. We don't know whether it's considered to be a opinion or not. Rabbi Elizabeth Arach Omer, no. Actually, Ma'amar is a complete kinyan. It's not a mixas kinyan. We have three shitas. So the first man Yomer said, Ma'amar is a mixas kinyan. The second shita, Rabbi Shimon said, Ma'amar is a suffix kinyan. And now we have the shita of Rabbi Elizabeth Arach, Ma'amar is a kinyan gomor, and he holds biyavama, and it's ishtar kechol davar, matam. The Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, l'kachol on isha, that isha is extra, comes to tell us, areyu ki kidushe isha, that ma'amar is kene, mamesh kidushe isha, ma kidushe isha kone kinyin gomor, afa ma'amar kone kinyin gomor b'yavama, and therefore he can be motzi or beget, doesn't require chalitza.
Is the resident?
That's how he's learning. Ey zoi ma'amar b'yavama, what do we mean by ma'amar? He says to Harev Mekudesh, he gives a kesef, shava kesef, and that's dafka. In other words, he uses the same dinim of Kiddush, has to give her something. Now, when it says, Asaba ma'amar v'meit, okay, go on a little bit further. So now it says, Asaba ma'amar u'meit, in the Braita, in the Mishnah, and now she falls to an ach shelo haya ba'olamo. So over there, the Mishnah says, Hatzarach choletzer v'lo mityabemet. Why? Because you have a miktsas kinyan, and therefore you have enough of a basis to require chalitza, and not allow him to do yibam, but you don't have a kinyan gomer, and therefore you cannot do the simply to be matir l'shuk. Now everybody's mode over there. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Modiba. There they both agree that in that case, the halacha would be Kirabanim, that Maimer is Miktsas, Kena Miktsas Lokan. That's obviously what the Mishnah is saying. Such Kadaba Ma'amar Kenegdo, Asur B'tzara. Insofar as Ma'amar is considered to be a Kenyan, so then they are considered to be the equivalent of married, and therefore the tzara is considered to be a tzara's erva, despite the fact they were never technically married simultaneously. V'tzad shalokana ba'amar, on the other hand, insofar as we view the ba'amar as only a partial marriage, So kinegdo hu tar b'tzara. That sense, the tzara is partially a tzara serva, partially a lo tzara serva, because of that, choletzet v'lo mityabemet. So now, is this like Rabbi Shimon, that he's mistapek, is maimer kainer or not kainer? If you would go like Rabbi Shimon, so then kana ma'amar shteim asorot, on the tzad, that the ma'amar is a kinyan, both would be also the tzara and the eshitak shloya b'olama. On the tzad, then lo kana ma'amar, only the rishonah for the first brother's wife would be also because of eshitak shloya b'olama. Vashniya muteret. Because on the tzad that there's no kinyan at all, the maimer effectively can be ignored. So there comes out to be major differences in how to understand that mission. So the reason over there would be misafik for that. The reason we would do chalitza na'ibum is not because the, like the other shittas that hold that there's a partial kinyan, but rather as a suffix. Okay, well, what's nafkamina? Nafkamina. I mean, basically, in both cases, since they're saying the same nafkamina is, in a case where it's Baal HaShnia, in a case where the brother went ahead and he did Maimer, and now comes along now, and he goes ahead now and dies, and now this brother is in fact Baal Aleha. So that's the Rabbanan Tzmamash and Erva. Because insofar as Maimer is kind of a mitzvah, so this is a tzara serva shloba makar mitzvah, and therefore the Vlad is mamzer. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Vlad is a suffix mamzer.
Why is it like makar mitzvah?
Huh? Shloba makar mitzvah.
Why is that shloba makar mitzvah?
Because it's a tzara. The tzara is part. The tzara of an eshtach shloba balama is part. If it's a suffix, then it's a suffix mamzer. Suffix mamzer is mutter. Suffix mamzer is mutter lava bekal. So it comes out tremendous nafkamina, mahalocha. Now, the Mishnah, let's be medayik, the Mishnah says asa b'maimer. Since the Mishnah says asa b'maimer umeit, tzorata choletzet v'lo mityabemet. So it's because he was asa b'maimer. But, ha'im lo asa b'maimer. So what would be the halacha? Mityabemet. Oh, now wait a minute. Last I heard there's a problem of Zika. So, in other words, without the ma'amar, we do not say that at the time that the first brother died, the second brother now has a wife, and he furthermore has a zakuka liyibum, and we should say that Zika is kiknusa, and therefore she's a tzoras erva because of the Zika to the brother who now is subsequently born. We should say, what's nafkamina if he did ma'amar or not? Zika alone should create a state of tzoras eishes ach shelo hayaba olamo. Omer Rabbi Chagai, not necessarily. Ki yamta, ki ahudi omer Rabbi Yaakov aracha b'shem Rabbi Lazar. It could be going, like what we learn later on in the fourth parak, that shomeret yavam shemeita mutar b'ima. Zika itano ba, but kimet shemeita bat la zikata. Maybe the point over here is not that ein Zika, but rather that Zika can be removed through death. The moment that the brother dies, say here too, kivan shemet, but la zikato. We could say that since the second, first surviving brother, when he dies, the Zika now becomes retroactively bottled. It's as if it was that, because he was never able to act on it. So it's as if it was loy nafla fun of. Remember, we have two machlokes. Yes, Zika or Ein Zika. Zika is always erased. Chalitza Yibam always erases the Zika.
Yeah.
We never say, Achotsku Kato is a permanent situation. Right? Okay. So the question is, what erases Zika? Here we saw.
Well, there because it's consummated. Here we're letting
it. I understand. So that was a second machlokes. Yes, Zika or Ein Zika. And in the case of Ziyech Zika, that's why he didn't want to paskin Stam, if you recall earlier, to say that the machlok is Ziyech Zika. Why doesn't he just paskin Ziyech Zika? Because if he paskin Ziyech Zika, I would have said that Stavka Bechaya. But the Meisa in Zika, Kamashvon, he had to say that Afilu, that she died Ziyech Zika. But that's a machlok. So it could be that over here we're saying maybe indeed yes. Can't bring a raya for the Mishnah in Zika. And that's why the Mishnah said Dafka Ma'amar. Because in this case he died. So if he dies, now it turns out that the Zika is retroactively removed. Which case the only thing that makes his Sora, Atsora's Erva, is the minor, not the Zika. So there's no raya from here that ain't Zika. So you could say over here also, Achot, even Shemnate, but La Zika Tor, which is the reason that Sarata would be Mityabemet. Therefore, comes on the Mishnah to say, but Mimer is already a problem. And that would be why Chalatzavlo Mityabemet. Okay, great. Mamish fills in the blank for Yerushalayim. These were the blanks that we had.